The groups include dozens of unions, Black Lives Matter chapters, the Reverend Al Sharpton's National Action Network, and the Sierra Club. Rosemary Rivera, with the government reform group Citizen Action, says in New York's current system, big money donors have had nearly an unlimited ability to contribute to candidates. And she says that means the politicians who receive the money often push proposals that the big donors are interested in, at the expense of other New Yorkers.
People in our communities are suffering on housing, on criminal justice issues, on education.
Rivera says the real estate industry has been a major contributor to state legislative campaigns, and she believes as a result, policy decisions have been made that adversely affect tenants. They include a measure passed several years ago that weakens New York City's rent laws.
Winds up being predominantly Black and brown tenants who wind up being evicted throughout the state and throughout the country.
She says if everyone were on an equal footing and only small donations were permitted, then elected officials might listen more to the needs of middle and working class residents. Jessica Wisneski, also a Citizen Action, says the public financing of campaigns is not a new concept. New York City and other nearby states have had systems for several election cycles. From those examples, she says, it's been possible to learn what works and what doesn't. She favors a program that would provide state funding to match small donations by a 6-to-1 margin.
With a public financing alternative, you opt in to a system where you collect small donations, $175 or less, and those donations are matched 6-to-1. So if someone gives you $10, it turns into $70. And you fuel your campaign this way instead of having to go to Albany fundraisers and worry about how you're going to fund your campaign next time.
Wisneski credits Governor Andrew Cuomo for putting the proposal into his state budget plan. In past years, Republicans controlled the state Senate. They were resistant to public campaign financing, saying that taxpayers should not have to foot the bill for political campaigns. This year, several new Democrats were elected to the Senate, and the party now holds the majority, giving Democrats control of the Senate, the Assembly, and the governor's office. Many of the freshman senators refused to take corporate donations, and their campaigns were funded by smaller donors. Rivera says there's a core group of Assembly Democrats who are also backing public financing. But she and other advocates are aware that there is some resistance to changing a system that's worked well for many long-term incumbent lawmakers of both parties.
I don't think that we want to jinx ourselves, but we're in the best position at this point for it to happen. I mean, every year, some version of this was put forward. And so right now, with the triple blue that we have, we really believe that if there's the political will, we can get this done.
Rivera and Wisneski say they know that even with the reforms, they can't take money out of politics completely in light of the U.S. Supreme Court's Citizens United decision. It said the government could not restrict independent expenditure committees from spending unlimited amounts of money on political issue advertising campaigns.
Unfortunately, where we're at with the Supreme Court, we're never going to completely get rid of money in politics.
The group say they're glad the governor and legislature took a first step recently. They closed a campaign finance loophole that allowed corporate donors to skirt current limits by forming multiple limited liability companies, or LLCs. But they say that's not enough. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.